And welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. Minnesota Vikings cornerback Xavier Rhodes is our guest. Fourth year from Florida State. Mm-hmm. Had a sweet interception in the Philadelphia game. Also had a forced fumble. We'll talk about all that momentarily. But first, with Monday Night Football, Jay Cutler cleared to practice during the course of the week. Xavier's first interception of his career came in 2014 at Soldier Field off Jay Cutler.
On first down, Jay goes on a very deep drop. He's looking left, passing left, intercepted! It's intercepted by Xavier Rhodes, the first interception of his National Football League career.
What do you think about Jay? What kind of game does Jay have?
He believes in his receivers. He's going to throw the ball no matter who's covering him, who's on him, how many players on him. He's just going to throw it no matter what because he believes in trusting the receiver. They're going to come down with the ball, so you just got to be in great coverage and make a play on the ball.
Xavier has two picks this year, the one at Philadelphia, super athletic play. How'd that happen? Take us through that interception.
Oh, man, it was just a great call. It was just a great call on Cokes. I just did what I needed to do, played the correct technique, and saw the ball being thrown and went for it.
Then by the Eagles sidelines, late in the game, you also poked the ball away from Ryan Matthews, the running back. Creating turnovers, obviously, is incredibly important, and the defense has been really good at it this year.
Coach Zim always say, you need to create turnovers and get the offense back on the field and try to win the game, put points on the board. So that's been a big emphasis for us this year, just create turnovers and stop teams on third down.
Back to pass again. He'll pass it center of the field, and it's incomplete. Will Fuller, the intended receiver, one of the youngest guys in the game, covered by the oldest guy in the game, Terrence Newman.
Do you ever sit back and recognize your teammate Terrence Newman is 38 years of age?
Oh, man.
And he's still fast, and he's still strong, and he's still tough, and Terrence is still playing at a high level.
It's amazing. I was just telling him, I would love to be 38 and being able to play like you.
Do you think you'll play at age 38?
Hopefully.
Alshon Jeffrey. Big receiver, tough receiver, but that's cool with you, right? I mean, you really seem to pride yourself on playing the likes of Kelvin Benjamin, Odell Beckham Jr. The bigger the matchup, the more you seem to like it.
The coaches just put me on those guys, and I know I got to show up. I can't look at, the name of those guys because they're big-name guys, and they're one of the best in the league. I got to go up and show up for my team. So I just go each and every week, no matter who it is, no matter what the name is, I have to go out and show up and play ball.
Why is this defense arguably the best overall defense in the NFL?
We just play for one another. We go out there, we get the call, we do what we need to do, and play as one team. We know as a team, we all need each other. The D-line need to get the rush, and the DB need to cover, the linebacker need to fill the gaps, and all that go hand in hand, and we understand that, so.
Do you think overall you're having the best season that you've had of your career so far?
I haven't been really paying any attention. I'm just, like
do
I said.
Do you feel more comfortable, more confident?
Yeah, I've been feeling comfortable and confident since I've been in here, But I just been playing ball. Each and every week, I try to keep it simple. I stay within my zone, keep it in a tunnel, and just continue to play football and then worry about the next opponent.
How has defensive backs coach Jerry Gray helped you?
He's just on me every play, He makes sure I'm in the right technique, right position. He makes sure I'm great on every play.
What about Mike Zimmer?
Same way. I got both coaches coming at me in different ways, Coach Gray, he'll come at me sometimes and talk to me, and Zim, if he's upset, how he get, he yell and say things, but it's good to know that the coaches, believe in me and want only the best out of me.